Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial in the heart so that they can emanate out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. I help the couples and singles navigate the relationship realm with spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. Thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate that. We're going to talk about a couple of things. In light of some recent events, we're going to deal with that a little bit. But first and foremost, as always, I encourage you to follow me on Instagram at Lewis_Morris_coaching. That's at Lewis_Morris_coaching. For daily relationship tips and advice. We're always giving it out for the couples and the singles so that they can navigate this relationship realm with more ease and sensibility. And we really need it. And proof of what we're seeing now in social media and, you know, and in the media in general of what's going on with couples and things like that. And we're going to cut into that a little bit. But first and foremost, I want to tell you about the Patterns of the Power Couple. You know, if you want to get it, you can go to my link on Instagram and get it. Or you can just go to the website, lewismorriscoaching.com, in the resources section and pick up the Patterns of the Power Couple. It's just a book where I talk and observed couples who have been together for a long time, maybe 20 years or more, and their patterns, their threads that they follow that are consistent, and I just put them in this book, Patterns of the Power Couple. So if you want to pick that up, I would really appreciate that. All right, so let's cut into this. There's a couple. I don't like mentioning people's names. I'm not a fan of that. There's a couple who everyone knows, you know, and they're getting a divorce. And I don't know the circumstances, but I will say this. And I mentioned this to my boo last night. We talked about it because I'm not one who believes or subscribes to the fact that relationships, marriage, and things like that is complicated. I'm just not that guy. And one of the reasons that I mentioned this to my boo again is because of what happened. And I said that once you establish your non-negotiables, your relationship requirements, once you establish those, and once they are discussed and they're talked about, and this is done in the courting process before the marriage takes place, right? Once they are discussed and dealt with, and both people agree that they can accept these terms, both people agree that they can accept these terms, then later on in the marriage, in the relationship, do not
break the contract that you made in the courting period. Don't do that. If you want the marriage to continue, if you want the marriage to go on, first and foremost, there must be conversations, communication about what both people require and what is non-negotiable. And I mentioned this to Kelly last night. I mentioned this to her. I said, listen, if we've already discussed that if I were to cheat on you, you know, may God forbid that because I'm not into the cheating thing. If I were to do that, then you would have to walk away. Why? Because we made an agreement. And we both agreed to those terms. That we would not tolerate infidelity. We don't tolerate that. It doesn't matter how long we've been married. It doesn't matter how long we've been together. We're never going to tolerate that. We agree to that. So if 5 years in, I cheat on her, she has to walk away. I would expect nothing less. And why is that? Because we agreed to that. That was a non-negotiable that was established in the courting period. It was established that if one of us does that, if one of us has an extramarital affair, we're walking away from each other. This was agreed upon in the courting period. It's not like we talked about that after that was a conversation after we got married. No, that's why it is important to have the conversations that you need to have before you get married. And I wrote 2 blog posts about this. If you want to go check out the blog posts that I wrote about this, I wrote about the things that should be discussed before you get married. In the first blog post, I mentioned 5 things. In the second blog post, I mentioned 4 things. There are things that must be discussed, that must be dealt with before you get married. Now, if those things, there is an agreement on those issues, that both people agree about the particular issues, the important issues, and then they get married, and then one of the people in the marriage decides to violate one of those things that was agreed upon, then the other person has no choice but to walk away. Other person has no choice. The point that I'm making here is don't violate the agreements once they're made. This is how couples, there are 2 things, right, that destroy marriages and relationships very quickly. Lack of respect, number one, and number 2, someone going back on something that they agreed upon before they got married. And the last one can very easily lead to the first one. If you do that, then the person that you're with loses respect for you because you didn't keep your word. You were not trustworthy in what you agreed to. That's all I'm saying. This is what I'm saying here. Now, everyone knows this couple that, you know, that's getting divorced. They know. But what I'm saying is that if both people agree, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to bring it. This is what we agree upon as a couple that we can tolerate from one another. And then there are these things that we can't tolerate. Both individuals. Look, I can deal with that. That's no problem. Look, I can't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're gonna bring that, then we can't be together. And it was agreed. It was agreed now. Both people said, all right, no problem. You know, I'm gonna stop doing that. I'm gonna get that up. Because, you know, I love you. You know what I'm saying? I think our marriage is more important than me doing that. Okay now. Now don't get into the marriage and then 5 or 6 years later, you know what I'm saying? When you said you was going to give that up and you was going to stop doing that, you know what I'm saying? You changed your mind and said, nah, I'm going to start doing that again. What are you doing? What are you doing here? That's a problem because you're breaking your word. You're breaking your word now. You said you were going to do something and now you're going back on it because you want to go back on it. This is not good. Marriage is about give and take. Powerful relationships is about give and take. It's not It's not a selfish institution. It's not. Not a selfish institution. That's why, like, I did a room the other day, last week, you know, stating the name of the room was in the Heart Matters Club on Clubhouse, right? What do you have to bring to a marriage or relationship besides good look, money, and good sex? What do you have to offer the other person besides those three things? Because many times we concentrate on what we want from a spouse, what we want from a mate, what we want in a relationship. Okay, well, what are you coming with? What do you have to offer the other person to enhance their life, to enhance their existence? What do you have? Because that's what it is. That's what a power couple relationship is. Both of them are coming to the table with things that enhance each other. They make one another better. It's not me. No, it's us. It's we like that. So when there's an agreement, when both people say, look, I love you. You know, I think you're the one, yada, yada, yada. Okay, this is the sacrifice that I'm going to make in order to be with you. And the other person says, look, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm falling in love with you. I think you're the one. You know what I'm saying? This is the sacrifice that I'm going to make in order for us to be together. And then 5 years in, one of those people say, I'm tired of doing that now. What is this? What's this? That's a problem. Because now, if it is a non-negotiable, as I mentioned to Kelly, I said, look, if it's a non-negotiable, I'm out. But other than that, we could talk about it. We could discuss it. But the non-negotiables were discussed ad nauseum before we got married. They were discussed before we got married. We didn't get married till we worked all that stuff out. Look, this here, I can't accept that. Look, hey, if you put your hands on me, we ain't gonna be together. If you cheat on me, we're done. You know what I'm saying? If you start cursing at me and you know calling me the B word and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna leave you. Discussed before the marriage. So after they get married, all of a sudden, the man decides that he want to curse his wife out and call her the B word every time they get into an argument. Of course she's supposed to walk away. Of course. Why? He violated the agreement. He violated the trust. He said he was never going to do that. And then he starts doing that? What's this? What is this? That's not the way it works. That's not the way marriage works. Now, other things, you can talk about them because they're not non-negotiables. They're not. There are things that just come up in the marriage, you know what I'm saying, that present a problem. Okay, we can talk about that. We can discuss that. We can work that out. We can work through that. We can work through that because it's just marital issues. And everybody has marital and relationship issues. But it's not a non-negotiable that's been violated. That's not what it was. That's not what it is. You didn't cheat on me. I mean, you didn't sleep with another guy. I didn't sleep with another woman. Now that's not what I did. Because in that instance, we talked about that already. In that instance, I expect nothing less from you except for you to pack up and get out of there. Because we discussed that. We agreed that we were not going to do that to one another. And this is part of the problem with some marriages is that these things are not discussed in the courting period. People get I don't want to make any trouble. No, you should make trouble now. Not that stuff is making trouble. It's not. No, you're trying to find out if this person is a good fit for you. What's troubling about that? That's not a problem. That's good. Okay, so you would rather have the troubles come into the marriage, you know what I'm saying? So the marriage gets worse and worse and hits into a tailspin, so you have to exit and get a divorce. That's what you'd rather have, instead of dealing with it before you get married. Well, I mean, it's either or. No, we're going to deal with it before we get to that, to see if we're going to get to that. Because there are some non-negotiables. There are some things I'm not going to accept. There are some things that she shouldn't accept. Everybody should have those. So I just wanted to come on and just give a little talk about, based on recent events, that sometimes people change the rules once they get into the marriage. They don't want to stick to the agreements that were made before the marriage. And that becomes a problem. And sometimes it becomes irreconcilable. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're setting up a book tour for the Patterns of the Power Couple. We're going to go to North Carolina first because that's where my boo is. So we're gonna go there first. We're going to go there in January and do a couple book signing events. And then we're going to just start going to other places in the country. And we'll announce them, you know, as we schedule them and they come up. Again, I always encourage you, follow me on Instagram at Lewis_Morris_coaching. That's at LUIS_MORRIS_coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. We always giving it up for the couples and the singles because we need it. Clearly, we need it. Clearly, we need to understand relationship dynamics better. We need it. So I have to give it out. I just got to get here to take that. I got to do it. You know what I'm saying? I have to do it because God has really blessed me not to struggle with these things. I don't struggle with them. It's not like, you know, I'm juggling with these things. No, it is what it is. This is this and that's that. And it makes, like, certain times, like, Kelly, she'll get frustrated with me because she'll ask me, like, questions and stuff like that, and I won't say anything. But it's not because I don't have an answer. But certain times is not the appropriate time to talk about everything. Relationships and marriage, and this is some of the things that I talk about in the Patterns of the Power Couple. Sometimes, man, it's not time to have the conversation all the time. Sometimes you got to back up and wait. Sometimes you just got to back up and wait. But it takes a level of self-awareness and awareness of the temperament of the person that you're in the relationship or marriage with. You have to be able to read that and back up when it's time to back up and go forward when it's time to go forward. It's not complicated. You just got to have some self-awareness and awareness of the person that you're with. So if you have any questions, you know, you can DM me on Instagram, or you could just set up a consultation call by going to the link in my Instagram bio, and the free consultation call link is there as well. Again, if you want to get the Patterns of the Power Couple, you know, you can go to the website and pick that up. That's LuisMorrisCoaching.com. That's LuisMorrisCoaching.com, and pick up the Patterns of the Power Couple in the resources section. I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast for relationship, spiritual coaching and resources. Go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LUISMORRIS. And we will see you again soon.